They think, wow, this stock is paying out a 10% annual dividend. Let me just throw all my money into the stock because I'm gonna make 10% of it back every single year. But if you're getting a 10% annual dividend while the stock price is falling 20% a year, you are in a losing situation. But if you know what you're doing, you have the opportunity to.
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
There's a couple big ways that you can invest in real estate without actually owning and operating your own rental properties. One way is by investing in crowdfunding real estate, and another way is by investing in REITs or real estate investment trusts. And in this video, we're gonna be talking all about how you can make money by investing in REITs. Crowdfunded real estate is when you and a bunch of other people invest your money into a fund that gives you exposure to a handful of real estate properties. You cannot invest in crowdfunded real estate on the stock market. You have to typically use a crowdfunding service, and once you invest your money into a crowdfunded real estate fund, you're not gonna get your money back typically for years. A REIT is a real estate investment trust, and this is where you are investing into a company that's investing into real estate investment properties. Unlike crowdfunded investments, you can invest in REITs on the stock market, so you can buy and sell REITs whenever you want. If you're subscribed to this channel, you know that I love investing in real estate. If you're not subscribed to a channel, you should probably do that, but I invest in rental properties. I have invested in crowdfunded real estate and REITs, and all of these real estate investment options have their own pros and cons. This video is all about investing in REITs. Now, while I'm not gonna go over crowdfunded deals in this video, if you do wanna learn more about crowdfunded real estate, I have an article on our website where our team goes over everything you need to know about investing in crowdfunded real estate deals. And if you wanna read this article, you can do it on our blog by clicking the link up here, and I'll also link it for you in the description below. The reason that people love real estate as an investment is because you can create, for the most part, predictable passive income. You buy a property, and to keep things simple, let's say you buy a house for $100,000, and then somebody moves into this house, a tenant, and this tenant is now gonna pay you $1,000 a month every month for living in your house. But buying and operating your own rental properties is a little bit more extensive because one, you need to have access to the cash to buy the property, and two, you need to have the team built. So that means you need to have access to the real estate agents and the contractors and the attorneys and the accountants and the property managers, so it's more involved. This is where REITs come in handy, because you can invest in a REIT, which is a company that is now going out and investing in real estate and making money through rent. The cool thing about REITs is that they are required by law to pay out 90% of their taxable income, or their rent, to you, shareholders, through dividends. REITs make money by buying real estate properties and then leasing them out to other people, that way they make rent. So now they take all this rental money that they get and they pay their bills, and now they take 90% of whatever money is left, and they have to pay this money out to you and other shareholders through dividends. A dividend is a cash payment that a company gives you. So now, instead of you going out and getting rent from a tenant, you are investing in a company that's gonna manage the property and do all the work, and this company is gonna pay you a share of their profits through dividends. REITs are a popular way for you to invest your money if your goal is passive income, because REIT stocks tend to pay much higher dividends than regular stocks. Some REITs pay 10% dividends. That means if you invested $100, you would get $10 back this year just through dividends. But before you just jump in and invest in a REIT just because they're paying a high dividend, there are three things that you need to know. You need to know how dividends work, you need to know what kind of REIT it is, and you need to know what this REIT invests in. Before I get into what these three things are, I need you to do me a quick favor and smash that thumbs up button below, because if you don't, well, the way the YouTube algorithm works, if you do not hit that thumbs up button below, then YouTube will be much less likely to show our financial news and education videos to you and everybody else. When you invest in a high dividend paying REIT, what you'll typically see happen is that when a dividend is paid out, this is called the ex-dividend date. So when the dividend is paid out, you will typically see the stock price of the REIT fall by the amount of the dividend. So if a stock is trading for $200 a share and it pays out a $20 dividend, you will many times see the stock fall to $180 a share the day that the dividend is paid out. If it's a really strong REIT, you'll see the stock price climb back up because investors will use this dip as a buying opportunity to buy the stock. And when it comes to dividends, we have to talk about taxes. Dividends that you get from REITs are typically taxed differently than the dividends you get from regular stocks. Typically, if you go out and you buy a stock and this stock pays you a dividend, you get to pay a very low tax rate on this dividend called the long-term capital gains rate. This long-term capital gains rate is usually a lot lower than the tax rate you pay on the money you make from your job, which is called ordinary income. Well, the IRS says that you have to pay taxes a little bit differently when it comes to REITs. The government said, okay, because REITs pay out higher dividends, it's almost like another income stream for you, so we're not going to give you the long-term capital gains rate, which is a special lower tax rate. You have to pay the ordinary tax rate, which is the higher tax rate on REIT dividends. If you have an accountant or a tax software filing your taxes for you, this isn't really something that you have to worry about too much when you're filing your taxes, because this should automatically be calculated. This is more something I just want you to be aware of so you understand how the tax game works. Now, I also do have to tell you that while I am an attorney, I'm not your attorney. So if you have specific tax questions, make sure you talk to a tax professional in your area. Now, let's move along and talk about the different kinds of REITs, because you have two different kinds of REITs. On one hand, you have equity REITs. These are REITs that go out and they operate and they own real estate investments and they have tenants that pay them rent. Then there are mortgage REITs, which invest in loans and mortgages. These mortgage REITs make money when landowners and property owners pay interest on their debt. Both type of REITs come with their own fair share of risk. I mean, the mortgage market is going to go through their own cycles, just like how the real estate market is going to go through their own cycles. And some mortgage REITs are going to invest into more risky loans, and some equity REITs are going to invest in more risky properties. You got to know what kind of investment you want. Being a mortgage REIT or an equity REIT doesn't necessarily change much when it comes to researching a REIT. It changes more of how the company operates. Like AGNC, which I talked about earlier, was a mortgage REIT, and SPG, which I also talked about, is an equity REIT. Again, I'm just giving you these REITs as examples. I'm not telling you what to invest in, but once you understand what the different kinds of REITs are, that's when you can look at what these REITs actually invest in. Some equity REITs, so these are the REITs that own and operate their own real estate, will invest in residential real estate, so apartments and homes. Other REITs will invest in hospitals. Other REITs will invest in office space. Other REITs will invest in malls. Ask yourself, if you had an unlimited amount of cash, what kind of properties would you want to own? You do not, I repeat, you do not want to buy into a REIT just because they're paying out a high dividend. A really high dividend yield could mean that a company is making a ton of profit and the stock price hasn't caught up to it yet, which is good. And it could also mean that the stock price is tanking because the company is having problem and the dividend hasn't adjusted yet. That is bad. With mortgage REITs, you gotta look at the same thing. Some mortgage REITs will invest in mortgage-backed securities. Some will invest in commercial loans. Some will invest in commercial mortgage-backed securities. And others will invest in high-risk mortgages. The mistake that a lot of people make when they invest in REITs, and this happens for any stock for that matter, but especially in REITs, is that they think that they're investing in a ticker symbol as opposed to a company. They think, wow, this stock is paying out a 10% annual dividend. Let me just throw all my money into the stock because I'm gonna make 10% of it back every single year. But if you're getting a 10% annual dividend while the stock price is falling 20% a year, you are in a losing situation. But if you know what you're doing, you have the opportunity to win twice, because now you're going to invest into a strong company, which means your dividends are going to go up because they're making good acquisitions, and the stock price is going up because the company is becoming more valuable, so now you're winning twice. Now, if you've made it this far in this video and you're thinking to yourself, man, I would really like to invest in REITs, but I don't trust myself to do the research, or I don't know how to do the research, or I just don't want to spend the time doing this research, then you may want to consider investing into a REIT ETF. An ETF is a fund that invests in a whole bunch of different stocks. So now, instead of you going out and trying to find the best REIT to invest in, you can invest in a REIT ETF, which is an ETF which invests in a whole bunch of different REITs. This would be like investing in VNQ. Again, I'm not telling you what to buy, just giving you an example. VNQ is an ETF that invests in REITs. So now, if you bought shares of VNQ, you will have exposure to 180 different REITs, because VNQ is a fund that invests in more than 180 different REITs. So REITs are a way for you to get exposure to the real estate market without having to actually manage and operate your own real estate investment properties. And unlike crowdfunding, REITs allow you to access your money whenever you want. And like with everything else, if you want to make the smartest decisions with your money, it helps when you're staying up to date on what's happening in the finance and business world. And if you're looking for an easy way to do that, well, that's why we created the free Market Briefs newsletter, which is our Minority Mindset Finance and Business newsletter, where our team first breaks down the top finance and business news, and then we show you how this news affects your wallet. That way you can be smart with your money. This Market Briefs newsletter is completely free, and you can subscribe to our newsletter by clicking the link up here or by clicking the link in the description below. By the way, our financial news emails are separate from our financial education emails.